Good morning, Josh.
Morning, Nick.
Now, does this report tell the whole story? Are people should be people with older tattoos be getting worried?
Oh, it's not so much that people with older tattoos should be worried. It's more that people should be a bit more scrutinising of where they're getting their tattoos done.
So where do these dangerous inks originate from? Do we know?
Most of the dangerous inks are originating from China. There's a lot of fake tattoo inks being sold on eBay, and they have they don't really have any scrutiny in terms of the any toxins that might be in those pigments. Most of the pigments that come into Australia that get sold at reputable suppliers have all been through the EU certification scheme, which means that they get screened for a number of toxins, and most carcinogens have been screened through the, those inks have been screened for any carcinogens that have been in it as well. So if you're going to get a tattoo from a reputable tattooist who buys their pigment from a good supplier, which most of the professionals in Australia do, then you don't really have anything to worry about.
Well, I mean, that was kind of my thought, was that I was under the impression that professional tattooists were under quite a lot of scrutiny and regulations these days.
Well, it's interesting that the scrutiny and the regulation that has come through tattooing, particularly in New South Wales in the last three or four years, has really got nothing to do with the technical side of tattooing. It's got nothing to do with the pigments we use. It's really just got to do with, are you a member of a gang? And that's it. So this is one of the problems with the licensing scheme at the moment, is that virtually anyone could go and get a license. Nick, if you go get a license this week, if you wanted to, you could just apply and just say that you've been tattooing a bit and that you don't have any criminal records, and you could get your license within a couple of months. And that's our main concern with the licensing as it is in New South Wales at the moment, is that there's no real barriers to entry within the industry, which means that if Joe's been tattooing out of his garage for a couple of months and he's bought all his equipment on eBay and he's ready to go, but he wants to have that license there to sort of provide a bit of confidence for his clients within him, then he can go and apply for that license and he can get it. So that's our main concern at the moment with licensing. But there's no real regulation with pigments in Australia at the moment, and that's also a concern for the Australian Tattooers Guild. We think that there should be some sort of restrictions on pigment, particularly in pigment sales within Australia. So we're looking to hopefully restrict the sale of tattoo equipment and pigments on eBay and Gumtree within Australia. How successful we'll be, that depends on the cooperation of the New South Wales government, really.
Well, that's interesting to me that you say New South Wales government. So I didn't realise, but is tattoo licensing done on a state-by-state basis, is it?
Yes, it is. That's a major frustration for us, because I don't know if many of your listeners would be aware, but most tattooists do a lot of travelling, and we do that so that we can expand our skill set and that we can go and work with mates in other states and get exposure to different forms of art and different forms of technique. But that's been highly restricted now due to the Queensland and New South Wales licensing schemes. And they say that mutual recognition scheme, but all it really means is if you've got a New South Wales licence, you can go to Queensland and apply for a full Queensland licence and pay the full fee for a full Queensland licence, and they'll recognise that you've got a New South Wales one, which is not really mutual recognition,
Not really at all.
The Queensland government, particularly the most recent government, have been quite good at coming back and having dialogue with us, and we're in the process of getting some amendments through Queensland Parliament at the moment. But there's still a long way to go. And look, tattooing in Australia has been pretty much a pirate's game for a long, long time. Same in most countries, really. And so it's only been the rise in popularity that has led the industry to go, well, actually, we need to sort of stand up and be professionals now. There's always been professional tattoos in Australia, but it was very much a closed game. And it was kept professional because those guys kept, most of the information to themselves. There was no internet, so
of course,
there was no spread of dissemination of information. So, we're at the stage now in the industry where we sort of wanted to sort of step up a bit, and we've got the professional organisation now with the Australian Tattooers Guild, and we're having dialogue continual dialogue with government all over Australia to try and instigate that.
Yeah, look, it sounds like the industry, and as you're saying, is really, really willing to actually step up and form a regulatory body to make sure that this is as safe as it can be.
Yes, well, I mean, it's obviously in our best interest. We don't... Yeah. I mean, when you start seeing headlines like, you know, tattooing causes cancer, which is, you know, so ridiculously sensational, but, you know, but, you know, that's, we're concerned about that because, you know, we're all tattooed. And, you know, anyone in the industry who's got, you know, who's tattooing has got tattoos. Well, you would hope so anyway. So, obviously we're concerned about it as well. And you know, we are... I want to know exactly what's going into my client's skin. I don't want there to be any chance of toxins or carcinogens in the pigment, which is why I use pigment that has been EU tested, because they have a very strict code of what can and can't go into the pigments as part of the 2008 reset protocol. So.
Well, Josh, thank you very much for chatting to us. And I think just to close off, your advice would be that any reputable tattooist would be very willing to have a discussion with anyone worried about their ink, wouldn't they?
Oh, absolutely, yeah, absolutely. And if the person, if that person isn't, then I'd suggest to go to another tattooist because, you know, it's a very valid question coming from a consumer.
Josh, thank you very much, and best of luck dealing with those government bodies. I'd love to see a good regulatory kind of agency for tattooists around the country.